With the abundance of diversity within America, it seems that the embracing of other cultures is inherent, but that is not a universal concept. Being Asian American, I noticed this within myself. Growing up, I was more likely to dismiss my Filipino culture because I saw it as weird. Despite my mother raising me with Filipino influences in the household, I was not able to embrace it in the way I should have and chose to deny this side of me. In an effort to expand my global perspective, I participated in a French exchange program and stayed in a French family's home for 2 weeks. Living with a person from another country, I was able to see how their culture shaped them, especially when I went to the source. Embracing another culture does not mean having to exclude another. Before arriving to my French exchange student's home, Manon would casually mention her family's obsession with America. Expecting a few American motifs, similar to how Americans would decorate their homes with Eiffel Towers, I quickly learned this was not the case. Every wall of their home was adorned with multiple pictures of famous American landmarks, cities, and even celebrities. Johnny Cash was her father's favorite singer. Walking into her brother's room, the American flag was a heavy decorating influence, not excluding the Confederate flag. The family was clearly obsessed with American culture. When speaking about America, they spoke with such joy and without any inhibition. In the dining room, that was surrounded by pictures of Los Angeles and New York, we ate typical French meals each night. Over ceramic vessels and melted cheese, the mother asked her children questions about school, while the father made conversation about me, with me about the American hot rods he always dreamed of owning. I nodded along with a smile, somehow feeling slightly less American for not knowing these classic cars. We continued on in conversation, switching between English and French as to help me improve my own fluency. Every destination or food we encountered, the family was quick to fully immerse me in the experience. Though we took trips into Paris, my favorite days were when we strolled through the town of Saint-Louis. It was this beautiful ancient town that looked preserved from the medieval age, with its cobblestone roads and a grand cathedral at the center of town. We stopped at bakeries to indulge in flaky croissants and to buy baguettes for that night's dinner. Manon's parents wanted to tell me every detail of this town that they called home. It was clear that although they appreciated American culture, they had the same deep love for their own. An open eye towards other cultures goes a long way. Being able to observe this inclusion of cultures allowed me to strengthen the roots of my own. I set limitations for my own identity and did not realize I was only inhibiting myself. I was assimilating to this image in my head of how an American grew up. In the end, I was just denying my own Filipino culture that made me unique and provided a source of community. I was finally able to find solace in the fact that growing up Asian American did not have to be this double life, but one of inclusion.